Joining us now to talk about the report of the House Ethics Committee on the case of Congressman Mark Foley is Ohio Democratic Representative Stephanie Tubbs-Jones, who is a member of the Ethics Subcommittee that issued this report. I'd like you to help reconcile two impressions that people may come away with from all this. One is the statement of the Ethics Committee Chairman Doc Hastings that simply put, and I'm quoting, in situations such as the one described in our report, doing the right thing is the only acceptable option. And on the other hand, after reading the report, it's evident that a great many people did far less than the right thing, but in the end their actions are acceptable because there's no sanction.
Well, I want to refer you, if I can, and then those of you who can go online and look at the report, to the findings and recommendations, page 69 and 70. At the bottom of that, it says, the investigative subcommittee's conclusion that the evidence does not support further investigative or disciplinary proceedings should not be read as a conclusion that the members, officers, and employees whose conduct was reviewed acted properly at all times in connection with their knowledge or handling of information. To the contrary, it finds a significant number of instances where members, officers, or employees failed to exercise appropriate diligence and oversight, or should have exercised it. And it goes on, but I want to read this one line if you'll allow me. But the requirement that members and staff act at all times in a manner that reflects credibly on the House does not mean that every error in judgment or failure to exercise appropriate oversight and sufficient diligence establishes a violation of House Rule 23.
So we're saying that we're talking about behavior that falls in the crack between what is not good behavior, not the right thing to do, but not a violation of a House rule.
Exactly.
What should a reader make of this statement in the report? Although the speaker, that is Speaker Hastert, testified that he does not recall ever hearing about the emails prior to Foley's resignation in late September, he may have been aware of the matter and believed it had been taken care of prior to spring 2006, given the involvement of his office by Ted Vandermeer, Mike Stocky, and Tim Kennedy in November 2005. Does that mean the speaker may be lying, or he may have forgotten?
No.
What are you saying?
It should not say that he may be lying. What it is that he doesn't recall the conversation. And if you had all of his testimony, and I think the testimony of his staff, it was that they didn't bring, if they brought it to his attention at all, they didn't bring it to him as something that he needed to take care of, and they brought it to him as something that occurred and that it had been taken care of.
Let me ask you one last question. Can one reasonably expect staff in the House to be responsible for redressing the misdeeds of the members when members are so much more important than staff?
Well, I'm not going to say members are more important than staff. I'm not a member who believes that. But the reality is that we learned in the course of this investigation that that does present a problem. It does present an aura. And what we're saying as a result of the report that we released, that they must step up to the plate when conduct such as this and handle the matters that are before them. And there's no excuse not to do that. And we're trying to call out to all members and all staff that it is your job in the instance of a situation such as we found ourselves in with Mark Foley, well, that you must step up.
Representative Stephanie Tubbs-Jones of Ohio, thank you very much for talking
with us. You're very well.
Representative Stephanie Tubbs-Jones is a member of the House Ethics Committee.